Texas and all the other states are the 50 states of the United States. 그런데 sa Philippines, sa Australia, sa Canada, sa UK, o nasaan man kayo naroroon ngayon, samahan niyo ako dito sa Usapang Off the Record. I am your host, Eileen Ligotizan. I'm an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines, and I'm the managing partner of the Ligotizan Law Firm that is based here in Bel Air, actually, or Houston region. Yan. Mapapanood at mapapakinggan nyo kami every Friday, 9 p.m. Central Time dito sa Usapang Off the Record. That will be Saturday in the Philippines, 10 a.m. naman yan in the morning. And of course, we are live stream via Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy Facebook page and YouTube channel. Kaya like and follow us so you will be notified of our upcoming live shows. So pag merong live show, you will be notified kayong unang makakapanood. So like and follow Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. At mapapanood nyo rin ito sa YouTube channel ng aming law firm. But anyway, kami rin ay mapapakinggan kung hindi nyo man kami mapanood. Ngayon dito sa live show, mapapakinggan nyo naman kami sa Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and Listen Notes. And if you are joining us ngayon dito sa live show, you may post your comments, your shoutouts to your friends and family all over the world. At yan ay syempre babasahin natin during the live show. At kung kayo naman ay may katanungan, you have questions related to our topic for today, you may post your questions and we will read them during the show and we'll try to answer as much as we can those questions. So make sure you post them during the show. Ayan. And of course, our topic for today, it's actually a series of no topic regarding divorce. Because you know, here in the state of Texas, I practice divorce. So I'm a divorce attorney here. Apart from being a divorce attorney, I also practice estate planning, probate, family laws, basically. So that's why I'm doing this series of a divorce topic. Pagkatapos nito, we will start inviting again some guests, mga Filipino-American attorney na kilala natin o maabot natin para makasama natin dito sa show, katulad ng mga ginagawa namin previously before I started this series of a divorce talk, ano? So today, ang episode natin ay related pa rin sa divorce, but we will focus on characterization of properties. If you were with us last time, last week, last Friday, we talk about divorce, but we focused on child custody, yung custody battles, yung and of course we talk about yung standard possession, kung ano ba tong standard possession standard possession dito sa Texas. Because remember, divorce is a state law, so it's governed by the state law. So our state law here in Texas may be different from other states like California, New York. And so you if you are based outside Texas and you are securing a divorce or you want to know about divorce, it's always best to consult with an attorney who practices divorce in your jurisdiction. And that goes with in the Philippines as well. Well, you know, Philippines still don't have divorce law. There's they tried, they started, and I think they have started another one. So we'll see what's gonna happen because I although walang divorce sa Philippines, if the Filipino spouse will go in another country, like for example, we'll go here in the United States and we'll secure divorce, and divorce is valid here, so he or she can get a divorce decree here, but of course that's not going to be recognized in the Philippines unless, of course, the spouse who filed it is a foreign national. So kaya kailangan alamin ninyo yun. Although walang divorce sa Philippines, that doesn't mean hindi nyo naka, it's not important to know the laws about how it works. If you secure a divorce decree outside the Philippines and who secured it, and what will be the effect of that divorce in the Philippines, or is there any, or what do you need to do to have it recognized? So that's why it's important then. Okay? All right. So let's go to our topic na. So Doon sa ating pinag-usapan kanina, we said that we're going to talk about divorce and characterization of property. When we say characterization of property, pag-usapan natin yung ito bang property, separate property ba ito or community property? So, and why is it important for you to know whether it's a community property or separate property? And of course, kaya nga is related sa divorce because importante yon when it comes to divorce and you are talking about division of property. And we're going to talk more about that later. So today we will learn why is it important to know whether the property is community is a separate property or community property. And also we will discuss what are the properties that are considered community property. Para alam nyo kung ano yung paghahatian ninyo pagdating ng oras and if you are undergoing a divorce. And of course, how is it going to be divided? How is the community property divided at divorce? So una, alamin mo ano ba yung property dito sa Texas, community separate, and then you need to understand and you need to know what are the community property. And then of course, after knowing what are the community properties, you need to know how is it going to be divided in a divorce case, okay? All right, so before we begin, there's a very interesting line that I just came across when I was browsing, Facebook, internet. And then naalala ko tong term na ghosting. If you're familiar with the term ghosting, and if you're in the Philippines, you probably already know what I'm talking about. Kasi parang medyo, yan ngayon eh, hot topic yan, especially sa Philippines, because there's a Filipino lawmaker who wanted ghosting, to be declared an emotional offense. Yan. Parang dito yung emotional, meron tayo dito kasing, EID, emotional, IED, sorry, intentional infliction of emotional distress, yan. So, dun sa Philippines, yun nga meron nga they passed this house bill declaring ghosting to be declared an emotional offense. So, this magandang i-follow. I remember the term ghosting. I can't remember who introduced that term to me, but you can put so many meanings into the term ghosting or use it in different scenario or situation, di ba? Sa ghosting, di ba, ang alam natin dyan, pag bigla ka na lang dinedma or bigla na lang na they stop the communication and you're left hanging like, ano nangyari? Ganon. So what's happening? Ano nang nangyari? Tapos wala ka nang narinig, so na-ghost ka na, yun ang sinasabi nila. So sa practice din dito, sa practice sa law firm din, I think nangyayari din tong ghosting, no? When, yung client nag-consult and then let's say for example, dapat babalik yung client or meron pa kayong unfinished business and all of a sudden, wala na lang, no communication, no honey, no nothing. So parang doon din nag-apply yung ghosting, no? So it's just interesting. So we'll follow this house bill. What's going to happen to this house bill? Will it pass as a law or not? So we'll see in the next, I don't know, few days, few months. So abangan yan. All right. So ngayon, let's go to our topic, which is actually characterization of property dito sa Texas. And of course, if you are in a different state, you might have a different property characterization process there. But you'll never know the knowledge that you'll gain here. You'll never know when you're going to apply it. Or if somebody needs that information, you'll be able to share it. So yeah, this is just knowledge sharing. It's the purpose is to educate our listeners and our viewers and use it when it's needed. Yeah. Okay. So let's start with the first topic natin. And I'm going to have to, I'll show you a slide. So let's show it here. Ayan. Okay. So let's start with the topic of community property or separate property in Texas, right? So, well, if you if If you have been following our series of episodes related to divorce, we've already mentioned this in the past, that Texas is a community property. Okay, it's a community property state. Ibig sabihin, it matters when it comes to dividing up your property in a divorce case. Okay, because may mga client tayo na, may mga clients na akala nila yung kanilang issue is very complicated and difficult to understand yung mga properties nila, and then only to find out pag nakausap na nila ang kanilang attorney o pag nakausap ko na, then they'll find out na, oh, hindi naman pala ganun ka-complicated. You just need to know whether the property is separate or community. Kasi nga sa Texas, it's a community property state. So, ano ngayon kung community property state tayo? Ibig sabihin dito that if you are married, and you purchase property during the marriage, you're working, so may income ka, may you you're you acquire property during the marriage. There is a presumption that that property or that asset is a community property. Ibig sabihin, you and your spouse own undivided interest on that ano, sa property na you purchased during the marriage, or you earned, or income you earned during the marriage. Yun ang ano, sinasabi natin community property. Kaya nga importanteng malaman ni kung community property ba tayo. Kasi yung ibang states, hindi naman ganon. They are not a community property. They don't follow that. Like for example, ano ba yung mga property state dito? Yung Arizona. California is also community property. Idaho, Louisiana, Nevada. Yan. So kung nandun ka sa mga states na yan, nag-a-apply sa yung community property like New Mexico. Yan. Of course, Washington, yan. And Wisconsin din. The other state, then meron din silang, they might not be a community property. They have a different way of characterizing the properties that they have accumulated or purchased during the marriage. So it's important to know whether your state is a community property state, okay? So let's classify this ang ating separate and community property dito sa Texas. Now, just ano, siguro importante lang masabi natin dito if you see that. Is there any other property na pwede nating ma-identify during the marriage? Oh, well, basically, it's either it's if it's not a community property, then it's a separate property. Or if it's not a separate property, then it's a community property. So itong dalawang ito, importanteng malaman ninyo ang difference yan. Because it matters when you are already dividing your assets during the divorce. Wala pa rin siyempre ang tatalo sa ano, settlement agreement. You know? Kapag ka meron kayong nagkasundo kayo, if you and your spouse came up with an agreement how to divide your assets, so it doesn't matter anymore whether it's community property. As long as you agreed to that division, then you can do that. Because it's we don't have to go through the process of determining whether it's a community property or a separate property. Nasa sa inyo yon. If you want to give your separate property to your other spouse, during divorce, then why not? If you want that, so kailangan lang, of course, you have to agree. So let's say, for example, bumili ka ng bahay before the marriage, and then yun ang ginamit din yung bahay ninyo during the marriage. That's where you built your family, nagkaroon kayo ng mga anak, ng children during the marriage. So, ginawa ninyong homestead yung bahay ninyo, family home. Tapos after the during the divorce, you'll have to settle anong gagawin sa bahay. So ibig sabihin kahit na binili mo yan before the marriage, that could be considered a separate property. Pero gusto mong ibigay, sabihin mo, okay, I'll give you sa'yo na tong bahay. Let's say fully paid na yung bahay, ano. Sa'yo na tong bahay, para may matira yung mga bata. You can do that because you're doing it as a settlement agreement. Ibig sabihin, you don't have to ask the court to divide the property kasi you already have agreed as to how you're gonna divide your property. So okay lang yon. And ngayon, nagiging importante lang whether the property is separate or community. Kapag you will ask the court to divide the property kasi hindi kayo magkasundo. At some point, you tried so hard already to come up with an agreement and you're still not getting a settlement agreement, then ang mangyayari niyan, you will ask the court to do the division. And that's where you're going to have to, prove whether the property is community or separate. And of course, there are more to that. It's not just, okay, just because it's community property or just because it's a separate property, talagang, bibigay na sa'yo. So it depends. May mga factors pa rin tinitingnan ng court. That's why it's not that simple if you will ask the court to divide the property for you. Okay, it's always wise that you and your spouse, sana you can come up, come up with a settlement agreement na that will be fair and that both of you will agree. Yun ang ibig sabihin niyan. All right. So, how will your property be classified, whether it's separate or community? Depende yan sa mga iba't ibang mga factors. Okay. But may mga properties na we already know they're already separate. And yun ang pag-uusapan natin. May mga properties na madaling na lang ma-identify as a separate or community. May mga properties naman na medyo complicated. And so, yun yung mga talagang tinututukan kapag you are really going to dispute it in court. Kung division ninyo, you will ask the court to divide it. So, but there are properties na, alam mo na, like for example, alam mo na pag binili mo during the marriage, diba, alam mo na agad it's community property because Texas is a community property state. So, we're gonna talk about separate property and community property. And the reason why we have to know first the separate property is because when you go to the Texas law, Texas really did not define, specifically what are community properties. Basta sinasabi lang doon na all properties that are not, that are not considered separate. So ngayon, kailangan malaman natin ano ba yung mga separate property na yon. Para you know na if it's not separate, then it means it's community property. Okay? So, but before we do that, let's pause for a short break and then we'll continue our discussion when we come back. So, stick around.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. You want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow, we don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness, and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired, be encouraged, and let's all go through life, not on our own, and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith, let's share the faith, let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone, from Roof Chamber Radio.
And we're back. Nandito pa rin tayo sa usapang off the record. At kung kayo ay kasama ko sa live show, magandang gabi sa inyo if you're here in the United States. At ano naman, magandang umaga naman if you're in the Philippines. And if you're in Australia, magandang tanghali naman. Nakalimutan ko ba lang bumati kanina, no? Kaninang start ng show kasi sabi ko, let me try to babati nga ako sa Pangasinan. So, kamusta kilatan? Sabi ko na nga ba, makakalimutan ko na naman. That is so funny because I was just talking to my sister a while ago. Sabi ko, sige, babatiin kita lang sa Pangasinan, sa Pangasinense. So, pero hintayin ko muna siyang bumati sa akin ngayon, sa ako siya babatiin. But anyway, all right, we're back here and we're still talking about divorce and we're talking about characterization of property. And I want to discuss yung kanina, yung sinabi natin na Texas is a community property. states. So whatever earned, purchased, acquired during the marriage, the presumption is that is a community property. And or all properties that are not separate property, there's a presumption that it'll be a community property if you are a married person. So now, gusto nating malaman, ano nga ba itong mga separate property? Tama lang ba na, okay, pag binili ko yan, anything na binili ko before the marriage, yun ang aking separate property. Pwede ka bang magkaroon ng separate property din during the marriage? Yes, pwede. Kaya nga, that's why we're gonna talk about that para mas malaman nyo ang ano, mas marami kayong malaman tungkol sa separate property na hindi lang ito properties na binili before the marriage or you purchase before your marriage. Okay, so let's show that slide again and let's look at the separate property here. Ayan. So separate property, katulad nga sinasabi ko kanina, no? Any property or all properties that you owned before your marriage, that those are your separate property. Kasi binili mo yun, hindi ka pa, you're not married yet eh. So you don't even know if you're gonna get married. So you purchase it. Bumili ka ng bahay, bumili ka ng kotse, bumili ka pa ng bahay ulit, ng another bahay, you know? So if you purchased that house before the marriage, then that is your separate property. Okay. Now, ano pa ba yung pwedeng mga properties na could be classified as a separate property? Nakalagay dito, properties bought using separate funds. Okay. So, I want you to think about this. Now, let's say, for example, kasal ka na, you're already married or nagpakasal na kayong mag-asawa. And then, bumili ka ng properties during the marriage, so ang presumption that is already a community property kasi she purchased it during the marriage. Pero naman, when you purchase it during the marriage, ang ginamit mo pambili ay yung separate property funds mo. So ano ba tong separate property funds? For example, meron kang bahay dati, ano, yung binili mo yung bahay mo before your marriage. So separate property mo yon. And then binenta mo yon. And then you kept the funds, yung pinagbentahan ng bahay mo. Okay? Ngayon, during the marriage, bumili ka ng bahay at ginamit mo yung funds na yon. So, you used your separate property funds. Kaya kahit na binili mo yon during the marriage, it will still be considered community prop separate property mo. Kasi nga, you purchase it, even though you purchase it during the marriage, you used your separate property funds. Kaya nga sinasabi ko kanina, just because you purchase it during the marriage doesn't mean na community property yun. There is a presumption. Ibig sabihin ng presumption eh, yun yung ano, yung sinasabi ng batas na pagbinili mo. Pero ibig sabihin, dahil presumption yun, pwede mo yung baliktarin. You can rebut that using, if you can show clear and convincing evidence that you use like this one, your separate property fund. Yan. So then that will be community property. Okay, so now the other one here is ano, gift, not one, but ito, it's either gift, inheritance, or by will. So ito naman, let's say for example, kasal ka na rin, you're already married, okay? And then let's say for example, your parent passed away, and meron kang let's say namatay yung parent mo, and then meron siyang property, mag-isa ka lang anak. At syempre, sinong magmamana noon? Ikaw lang yung nag-iisang tagapagmana. O kahit na may kapatid ka pa, so hati kayo, di ba? So meron ka pa rin mamanahin from your parent. So yung minanaman na yon, if it happened during the marriage, ay inheritance mo yon, that is considered separate property. So kahit, even if you received it during the marriage, it will still be considered separate property. The other one is by will. Oh, let's ganun din. If a relative or somebody, not necessarily relative, merong namatay and isa ka sa mga beneficiaries sa will niya. So, yung ibibigay sa iyo, yung matatanggap mo na from the na the benefits from the will be considered your separate property kahit na natanggap mo yon during the marriage. Okay? So another one is gift. So kapag ka regalo sa iyo, let's say for example, so mag-asawa na kayo, no? And then meron kang kaibigan na very wealthy, o hindi niya alam saan niya po dadalhin ng pera niya, or very very close kayo at binigyan ka, niregalohan ka ng $50,000, you know? So that is a gift. So that means even if it was given to you during the marriage, it will still be your separate property. So hindi lahat ng natatanggap mo during the marriage ay community property. May mga exceptions. Ito nga yung mga exceptions kaya itong pinag-uusapan natin. Ngayon, halimbawa naman, kayo mag-asawa, anniversary ninyo, 'di ba? And sabi mo sa ano sa sabi ng wife mo, naku, anniversary na natin. Ano kayang gift mo sa akin na makintab na nag ano na shiny yan na malaki shiny ganyan. So syempre alam mo na yon, 'di ba? Diamond ring. So ngayon ikaw naman bumili ka ng diamond ring. Sabihin na natin na syempre saan ka kukuha ng pambili mo ng diamond ring? Disyempre sa sweldo mo, 'di ba? Ngayon yung sweldo mo could be your community property. So pinambili mo yung community property. So dapat yung ring in community property, 'di ba? But if it's a gift, niregalo mo yun sa asawa mo during yung kasi nga anniversary ninyo, 'di ba? So that will be considered as your wife or your spouse separate property. So pag nag-divorce kayo, hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, oh, yung niregalo ko sa yung diamond ring, dapat hati tayo dyan because that is a community property. Hindi. Kasi syempre, niregalo mo sa kanya yun eh. So kung di mo niregalo, di community property yun. So that's why it's important to see, to look at the intention when it was given to you. That's another important factor to determine when you are characterizing the property. Tingnan mo, ano ba yung intention niya? Ano ba yung intention ng asawa ko? Intention ba niya na ibigay sa akin to as a gift? O share kami, ganun. So, pero kung sakali man na, ang niregalo naman sa iyo eh, ano ba yun? A flat screen TV. And niregalo niya yun kasi ang intention niya para, you know, magamit niyo sa bahay. So, makikita mo yung intention. The intention is really that it's not really to give it to you. But it's for common use, di ba? So that flat screen could be considered as community property kahit na akala mo niregalo sa iyo. So there's that's where the intent will come in. Okay, so that's why importanteng malaman yung kaya pagka ano pagka divorce and we're gonna have to divide the property, yun yung mga tinatanong in terms of you know mga property. If you really will dig deeper into you know, the character of the property, yun, titignan mo yun, mga intentions yan. And marami pang iba. We will talk about this as we go along with the, in today's episode. So, yan. And the other thing here na nakikita nyo is, ano ba ito? Recovery for personal injuries. Ibig sabihin, separate property ba yan? So, pagka, let's say, nadisgrasya ako, nabangga yung sasakyan, and then, binayaran ako for my ano for my personal injury eh yung bayad ba sa akin eh community separate property ba yon? Well, we need to understand na hindi lang naman isa lang minsan hindi lang ang binabayaran ka ng for injury, di ba? That's because nabangga ka, isa lang yung bayad. So, you know, you have to understand pa kung ano yung mga binibigay sa as damages. But recovery for personal injuries na sustained if you sustain the injury during the marriage, okay, that will be considered as your separate property. Kahit na binayaran sa iyo yon during the marriage. Pero there's an exception to that. Okay? Kasi sometimes kapag ka nadisgrasya ka, hindi ka makakapagtrabaho, 'di ba? So pag hindi ka makakapagtrabaho, yung income mo dapat nakikitain mo eh, nawawala. And remember that income during the marriage is community property. So ngayon, pag binayaran ka, naka-recover ka because of your ano injury and naka-recover ka for loss of your earning capacity during the marriage, yung amount na yon for that for yung for the ano recovery of for loss of earning capacity, pag you are given or you are awarded of that no amount, that amount is not separate property. Although you got it because or you receive it because of your injury or personal injury, you know. That recovery for loss of earning capacity, that amount that is given to you is a community property. So you just, you know, if you're not sure, you can always consult with you, an attorney to understand this separate but or community property. Okay. So yeah, and that's how, that's what it means by recovery for personal injury. So alamin nyo lang na you had the injury, it happened during the marriage. Okay. And then, kung ano man yung mga natanggap mo for because of your personal injury, separate property except for recovery for loss of your earning capacity. Diba, di ka na makagtrabaho, so bibigyan ka ng, awardan ka ng damages, and then yung award na yon, yun ay separate, community property. Sorry, yeah. Okay? So, yun lang naman. And then, the other one here that you see is prenuptial or postnuptial agreement. Bakit yun kasama yun? Because, you know, before the marriage and during the marriage, you can actually come up with an agreement with your spouse as to how you're gonna characterize or, you know, determine the ownership of your property or the character of your property. So, before the marriage, yung prenuptial or tinatawag natin premarital agreement yan. So you can already agreed na okay, so yung mga separate property ko will remain my separate property, and anything na income ng separate property ko will be my separate property kahit na nag-earn ng income yan during the marriage. Okay naman, lalagyan nyo din sa agreement niya. Oh, and whatever I purchased during the marriage, I want it to be a separate property. So you can come up with an agreement that you will sign, the both of you, as long as your prenuptial agreement complies with the requirements of the law, then it can be enforced, okay? And that could be a separate topic later, yung prenuptial and postnuptial agreement. Now, postnuptial naman is, kasal na kayo, saka pa lang kayo nagkaroon ng agreement na, ano, you know what, parang hindi na tayo magkaroon ng problema later on, just in case mag-divorce tayo. Parang ano, sometimes it's like, very odd na pinag-uusapan ninyo yun, ano? But sometimes it helps. It makes it easier kung sakasakali man. But I'm not saying you're gonna, you know, you're gonna file a divorce against each other. But sometimes it's, ano, it's part of, ano, planning in advance. Okay, so, and it's usually ito important kapag yung mga marami silang mga properties and o kaya nagkakaroon sila ng mga ilang beses na sila nag-divorce, so they become wiser, so they enter into this kind of ano agreement kasi they've already had experience in the past divorce na, you know, maybe it was a messy divorce and it was messy division of property, so that's why they become wiser, so they enter into postnuptial agreements. And during that so on that prenuptial agreement ninyo, you can agree as to the characterization of their property. Sabihin mo, okay, yung income ko ay income ko lang, separate property ko yon. Yung sayo, separate property mo rin yon. Pero meron tayong common fund for payment, for purposes of paying the bills, ganun, hati tayo. So you can, you know, you can come up with those agreement. Para pagdating ng divorce, you already know which one is your, which properties are yours and which properties are not yours. So that's what I know what it means by prenuptial prenuptial or premarital agreement or postnuptial or marital agreement. Yan ang tawag diyan. Okay? All right. So yan ang separate property. So anything other than the separate property, sabi ng Texas law, ay community property. Kaya silipin na natin ang community property. But before we do that, ayan, meron lang tayo ditong bumabati. At batiin na rin natin. Let's show it. Si Rochelle Ligot Daseco. Good morning, sis. Pa-shoutout po sa Robio Pangasinan and the Seco family sa Occidental Mindoro. Occidental Mindoro ba or Mindoro Occidental? Siguro tama. Occidental Mindoro yan. Yes, kumusta kilatan mga taga po sa Robio? Kaaguan la or tanghalian pa lang, di ba? Or magtatanghalian pa lang. Yan. Okay, salamat, Rochelle. And then we have a question here from Rusty Lopez, ang sabi ni Rusty, what happens to my properties in a non-community property state I acquired if I plan moving to Texas? Good question. At itong katanong mo na ito ay sasagutin natin as we go to our discussion. What are the community properties? Ano ba itong mga community property dito sa Texas? Because we just finished discussing ano yung mga separate property. And we're gonna do that after the short break. So, wag kayong alis, stick around.
Hi, we are so pleased to be with you. Thank you for being with us. We want to invite you to be part of the Difusión Latina, Portal de Fe. We are the Spanish Ministry of Roof Chamber Radio, and we are so blessed to be with these guys all around the world. Please be with us on YouTube and Facebook. We would love very much to know how God is blessing you, and please come along and support us. God bless you. And see you then.
And we're back. Dito pa rin tayo sa Usapang Off the Record. We are live here sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy YouTube channel and Facebook page. And of course, if you're here, feel free to post your comments, your shout out, your questions, and we will read them during the show. And if you missed the live show, of course, you can listen to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts. Ano pa ba? Listen notes. Yan. Later, yung recorded show natin. Okay. So, let's go back and let's show our slides here. So, we discussed what are the separate properties here in Texas. So anything na hindi separate will be, the presumption is, ano yun, community property. Because Texas law defines community property as all of the property that either spouse acquires during the marriage, except daw the separate property. Kaya nga, we needed to understand first ano ba itong mga exception which are yung separate property nga. And yan yung ating diniscuss before the break. So, and here's a community property. So, you know, Texas community property laws, ina-assume ng under that, the court assumes that any property possessed by either spouse during the marriage and at the time of the divorce, yung hindi pa pipirma ng divorce decree, ay considered community property. That's the presumption. So if you want to prove that it's not a community property, of course you can do that because it's only a presumption. So that means you can rebut it. But kung ikaw ang nagsasabing, well, this is not a community property, the burden of proof ay nasa iyo to show that it is not a community property. In order for you to do that, you need to show clear and convincing evidence that that property is not a community property. So doon napapasok yung mga evidence mo, paano mo sasabihin, paano mo papatunayan sa court na this is not a community property. So pag-usapan natin yan later, okay? Sa part part na why is it important to know whether it's a community property during the divorce, okay? So well, so ang sabi nga diyan, so nakikita nyo sa screen natin, once you get married, you and your spouses, yung salary mo, salary nyo, wages ninyo, yan, as long as you earn that from work, from your employment during the marriage, yung income nyo dyan, ay considered community property. Okay? Ngayon, yung makita ka dyan, yung income of your community property. So, ano naman tong income of your community property? Let's say, for example, during the marriage, di ba, nagtatrabaho kayo, so meron kayong yung salary and wages nyo, nakadeposit sa bank, tapos nag-withdraw ka, ginamit mo yun to purchase a house, and then you rented it out. So, pinalis mo yung bahay mo. Siyempre, because pinaparentahan mo yon, so may income yung property. Yung income na yon, yung bayad, yung rent nung ano, nung nag-uupa ng bahay mo, ay considered income yon. So, yung income, I mean, considered income of your community property. So that means that is also, yung income na yun ay also community property. So it's not just income from your work, but also income coming from your community properties. So let's say, for example, bumili kayo ng sasakyan and during the marriage, so the car in itself is a community property. Tapos ginagamit mo yun for business like yung nag-Uber drive ka. So kumikita ka, then that will be an income of your community property. So that is considered also a community property. Okay. Now, the other thing here is nakalagay dito, outright purchase or on credit during the marriage. So the presumption here is that pag may binili ka, kinash mo man yun during the marriage, yung binili mo na yun, a community property yun. Ngayon, pagka on credit mo binili during the marriage, the presumption is it still is a community property. But there's more to that later on. It could be not as simple as that maybe later on. It depends on if you're going to show that, oh, wait a minute, this is not really community property. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. Yung gumamit ka ng credit card, tapos ginamit mo yung credit card na yon to purchase property. The presumption is, yung binili mo, it's a community property. But because it's a presumption, you can rebut it using a clear and convincing evidence to show proof that it's really not a community property. And yun yung pag-usapan natin a little bit, okay? So, all right. Ngayon, I think I have a quick breakdown here. Oh, wala pala yan. So, I think it's gonna be... Oh, I didn't show it there. Anyway, so let's just give you a quick breakdown for the differences of community versus separate property. So we already know, yung separate property is owned by you or your spouse before the marriage, and a property acquired during the marriage by gift, inheritance, and by will. Even though you receive it during the marriage, that is still your separate property. Also, yung property purchase using your separate property fund. Even though you purchase it during the marriage, it will still be a separate property. And of course, yung sa award sa'yo, sa personal injury mo, if you're awarded because of your personal injury that you sustained during the marriage, then that will be a separate property, except if it's an award for your loss of your earning capacity, then that one is a community property. So pwede mong idagdag yan dito, okay? And of course, we talk about the premarital and the premarital or prenuptial agreement and postnuptial or marital agreement. Kung nagkasundo kayo to characterize the property as a separate property, then it'll be a separate property. Okay, now community property, ito na yon, salary and wages, more income from salary and wages, from your employers, yan, income earned from any community or separate property during the marriage, yan, pwede yan. Ano pa yun nga, yung outright purchase mother, because there's a presumption that any property, any assets that you acquire during your marriage are considered community property. And also, even if you acquire it during the time na nagde-divorce na kayo, as long as hindi pa napirman yung divorce decree, yan ay community property pa rin. Kaya sinasabi ko, kapag may pending case na ng divorce, huwag kayong bibili ng property muna para hindi na makagulo yon. Sintay nyo na matapos yung divorce bago kayo bibili ng property, so that you know it's not gonna be included in the divorce process, yung separation or division of your property. Yun ang ano doon. Hintayin nyo na lang. Okay? So, mayroon tayong question kanina dito eh. Yung question ni Rusty Lopez, ayan. Okay, there. All right, so sabi ni Rusty, ang tanong niya, what happens to my properties in non-community property state I acquired if I plan moving to Texas? So, let's say for example, galing ka sa state na hindi community property, okay? Let's say let's say Tennessee, galing ka ng Tennessee. And then meron kang property doon sa Tennessee. Let's say you're already married, in Tennessee. You already accumulated wealth, you purchased properties, and then sabi niyo, you know what? Parang mas magandang tumira sa Texas. So, mag-move kayo sa Texas ngayon. So, anong gagawin nyo dun sa mga properties ninyo sa Tennessee? Di, bebenta nyo yun, di ba? So, ngayon, yung mga, let's say for example, yung property doon sa Tennessee, di ba hindi kayo community property, let's say Tennessee is not a community property. So yung property doon, kung ikaw bumili doon, separate property mo yon, di ba? So ngayon, binenta mo yon sa so, na cash out, naging ano na yon, na-liquidate na yon, so may pera ka sa banko. Ngayon lumipat kayo dito sa Texas. And then syempre, bibili kayo ng bahay dito sa Texas. Ginamit mo yung ano, yung fund na yon na napagbentahan ng bahay nyo doon sa Tennessee. Okay? So pagdating dito, so bumili kayo ng bahay, yung bahay na yon does not necessarily mean na community property mo yon. Although binili niyo yung mag-asawa during the marriage at ginamit niyo yung pera ninyo na pinagbentahan ng bahay sa Tennessee, 'di ba? So mangyayari pag nag-divorce kayo, we'll have to look into the character of the property. We have to characterize the property whether it's a separate or community. So, titingnan mo ngayon yung fund na ginamit mo. Was the fund used to purchase the house at the time of the marriage a separate property? Because if it is, then it becomes a separate property. Yung bahay nyo ngayon dito sa Texas will be considered separate property. So, it will definitely affect the division of your property during the divorce process dito sa Texas. So that's why it's doon papasok yung mas a little more complicated, not so much maybe, but a little more complicated of determining whether your house is a community or a separate property. Or it could also be partially, di ba? Depende doon sa fund na ginamit ninyo. Kung yung fund na yon let's say sa state na pinanggalingan ninyo, common law kayo, so 50-50 kayo, di ba? Tapos, syempre, binenta nyo yung bahay nyo doon sa, from other state. Tapos, yung napagbenta na, yun ang ginamit ninyong pabili ng bahay dito sa, ano, sa Texas. So, because the character of that fund, meron kayong separate, hati kayo, 50-50. So, ngayon, yung binili nyong bahay, will not be considered as community property, but partially, half, or you have an undivided, ownership doon sa bahay, hati kayo. So, yun lang naman, papasok lang naman yung complexity na yun kapag hindi kayo magkaroon ng settlement, hindi, it will not be an agreed divorce. Yun yung pagka, papunta na kayo sa court and then you will have to prove kung kaninong property yun dapat mapunta. Then, papasok yung mga analysis na ganoon. So, but that is good question, Rusty. Okay, so but before we continue, let me show you again yung ating slide. Yeah. All right. So we already talked about what ano nga ba tong community property na to, pero there's more to that, hindi lang because you purchased during a marriage a community property na yan. So you'll have to also understand yung character ng property. Kaya nga meron tayong characterization eh. So let's go to that na para I can answer the other question dyan na that posted by, by one of our viewers right now. So let's go to this. Ayan. So property characterization tayo and then we will answer that question ha. Okay. So, papasok lang itong characterization of property kapag hindi kayo syempre magkasundo. Kaya ang aim natin sa divorce, sana magkasundo kayo kung paano nyo hatiin yung property sa inyo. Yun pa rin ang the best, an easiest way to end your divorce. Okay? Ngayon, pag hindi kayo magkasundo, saka tayo pupunta sa court. And then, of course, ito na papasok yung whether we have to characterize whether the property is a separate property or community property. And remember, there is a presumption nga dito sa Texas that if you acquire it during the marriage, then it is a community property unless you can prove it otherwise by clear and convincing evidence. Okay? So ngayon, okay, so if you see the word tracing here, pag ang property na pinaghatian ninyo during the marriage ay hindi masyadong malinaw kung saan galing yan, pumapasok yung tracing. Let's say, for example, bumili ka ng bahay and sa sobrang tagal na, hindi mo na alam kung ano mga ba yung ginamit ko ditong funds, separate property ko nga ba, or income namin. So, doon papasok yung tracing. Ititrace mo ngayon yung property kung anong funds ang ginamit mo, kung kailan mo binili ito, kaya meron tayong medyo mas a little bit more complicated process to determine whether the property is community property or separate property. Okay, so ngayon, I'd like you to focus first on this, yung sa inception of title. So one way to determine if the property is a separate property or community property is you look into the inception of title doctrine. So bali sa tracing, you will look into the separate origin ng property through, of course, yung mga evidence mo, yung mga documents mo, yan, showing the time and the means by which the property was obtained by the spouse or the spouses, okay? So, kasi pagka yung separate property will always, will retain its, its character through, even though, paano ba natin sabihin yung nagkaroon na ng series of change of ownership, ganyan, or exchanges of property. So, titignan mo yun, kaya tinitrace talaga yun. Halimbawa, kasi sobrang tagal na binenta, binili, binigay, binalik, you know. So, titrace mo yan. Saan nga ba nagsimula yan? So, doon papasok yung, eto, it's either gagamitin mo yung inception of title rule o ititrace mo siya using the funds na ginamit to purchase the property. Okay? So, in essence, characterization is only when, you know, you'll need to know you're gonna look into the paper trail, okay? Beginning at the time the property was acquired and continuing to the date of, you know, yung nag-file na kayo ng divorce, towards the end of the divorce where the judge signed the divorce decree, ano? So to trace mo yun ang tawag natin sa tracing, which is all actually characterization of the property. So now when you say inception of title, pag ginamit mo to to trace the character or to determine the character of the property, titingnan mo yung kailan mo na-acquire yung property, kailan ka nagkaroon ng title doon sa property. So you look into it at the time of its acquisition. So let's say for example, pinakasimple example niyan, yung bahay na kailan mo yun binili? Binili mo yun before the marriage or after the during the marriage. So pag before the marriage and you acquired title to that, then it will be considered as a your separate property. So if you follow the inception of title rule, okay na bumili ka ng sasakyan, kailan mo yun binili? During the marriage or before the marriage? So yun, inception of title. Kailan ka nagkaroon ng, kailan mo na-acquire yung property? Time of its acquisition, yung inception of title. So yun ang ano dyan, ang ibig sabihin ng inception of title na yan. It's the origin of the title to the property and not, the acquisition. Kasi sometimes you acquired it pero you did not get the title yet, di ba? You did not get the final title yet. So, isa kanila, if you use this one, it's the origin of the title to the property. Kung kailan mo nakuha yun. Kailan naging sa'yo, kailan nag-attach yung title na yon sa name mo. Ayun, I think that's how it is in a simpler term. Okay? So, kasi sometimes yung the nature of the property is medyo parang hindi na malinaw because it was acquired a long time ago, o kaya naman yung mga nangyari questionable. Marami nang nangyari kumbaga. So now you'll have to determine if the asset is a community property or separate property, so it would be determined at the time that the asset was acquired and when the title was when you obtain the title yon. Na ngayon, the other one is ito yung funds use. Ito naman yon. So it's not always that Texas. It doesn't matter in Texas. Doesn't matter whose name is on the title in Texas, kasi. So you look into because Texas is a community property. So you look into ang gagawin natin nun, you will trace ano yung funds na ginamit to purchase the property. Like what I am, I just mentioned earlier. If you use the funds and the funds that when you purchase a property, you use the funds that is separate funds, then the property will be. It will be characterized as your separate property. But if the funds that you use is a community property, then that property is a community property. Like for example, yung car, bumili ka ng sasakyan. Let's say, may sasakyan ka na before, bumili ka na ng sasakyan mo before the marriage, may sasakyan ka na, di ba? And then, nagpakasal ka. So, ginagamit mo pa yung car na yon. Then, during the marriage, binenta mo yung car na yon, di ba? And then, let's say, ginamit mo yung pinagbentaan mo doon, ginamit mo yon to purchase a new car. If ang ginamit mo to purchase the new car is solely yung napagbentaan ng car mo, then if you're gonna use tracing, if you're gonna trace it, and at ang ginamit natin, of course, the funds use, then that new car is not gonna be your community property kahit na binili mo yun during the marriage. It's still gonna be a separate property. Okay? Now, let's say bumili ka ng mas mahal na sasakyan. Okay? So let's say yung old car mo, nabenta mo yun ng, let's say, 10,000. Okay? Tapos, bumili ka ng bagong sasakyan. You know? At yung bagong sasakyan na binili mo is, let's say, worth 15,000. So, saan mo kukunin yung 5,000? Diba? Let's say, ang ginamit mo dun, na pandagdag doon is income mo, yung pera nyo sa banko. Okay? Yung pera nyo sa banko na yon, let's say, yan ay galing sa salary mo during the marriage. So, tinitrace mo yung saan galing yung funds. Diba? So, basically, 15,000 yung worth ng car. So pag magde-divorce kayo, ang ano doon is 10,000 yung part na yon, part nung yung 10,000 na yon na pinambili mo, ginamit mo yung pinambenta mo ng old car mo, then that will be a separate property. Yung 5,000 na yon, so ibig sabihin, may claim yung spouse mo doon sa car mo na bago ngayon kasi partially ginamit mo yung community property. So doon tinitingnan. Kaya 'di ba sabi ko, it could be a little more complicated depending on the situation, but that's how you do it. That's how you determine or characterize the property, whether it's a separate property or community property. So we can use this, we use this, usually itong funds use, you know, how we trace it here in Texas. So, di ba, very interesting. Kaya, I don't know, almost time na tayo. Eh, ginaganahan pa akong mag-discuss. So I think there's, you know, we can discuss more about this. But if you are really in a situation right now and you are anticipating divorce and you have so many properties na you are not sure whether it's going to be community property or separate property or it's going to be partially community property or partially separate property, then you will really need the help of an attorney who practices divorce and knowledgeable about this tracing to help you in your the divorce case. So going back to to Rusty, ayoko namang sabihin ni Rusty, I didn't answer his question. Ito ba yun? Ay, tapos na pala yan. Okay. So, how will the properties acquired during the marriage on credit be divided in Texas? Yon, ito na naman, papasok dito yung tracing, Rusty. So, presumption is, pag bumili ka, on credit during the marriage, yun ay community property yung binili mo. Pero then, kapag ka, yun yung presumption, but you can rebut that. How? Pwede mong patunay na, well, when we applied for a credit card, sometimes, you know, titingnan mo yung other side, yung company. Did the company use only your credit score or the credit score of your spouse or both of you? If the credit card company gave you your credit card and use only your credit your credits kasi nga mas mataas yung isa, hindi maganda yung credits niya. So most likely yung property mo na yon na binili mo using on that credit could be considered as your separate. So, depend yon. That's why it's a little more complicated. But that's a good question kasi karamihan sa atin ngayon, we buy on credit, diba? We use our credit card. So, yon. Isa lang naman yon sa situation na isa sa titignan mo kung paano mo i-determine yung character ng property. Okay? So, ito naman, si Attorney Early. Early Ardizon, may tanong siya. Naku, hypothetical. Sabi niya, dad gifted his son during the marriage $10,000. Son used that amount to buy and fully paid a boat. But the boat is worth $27,000. Is the boat community property or separate property? Okay, that's interesting. Kasi remember, if you're gonna apply the tracing here, okay? So, alamin mo, saan yung funds ang galing, di ba? So, dad gifted, ang gift na ito is actually hindi naman gift ninyo sa isa't isa eh. Okay? So gift ninyo sa anak ninyo. So 10,000 yan. Ngayon, bumili siya ng ano, so the son used that amount to buy and fully paid the boat. But the boat is worth 27,000. So I'm not sure kasi 10,000 yung binigay mo. Tapos, syempre kulang yon 17,000. San galing yung 17,000? Ngayon, kung yung 17,000 na yon ay galing sa income ninyong mag-asawa, well, income is community property. So, partly nung boat, merong claim yung community property doon sa boat. So, it's not entirely sa masasabi ng San Mo, this is mine. Diba? So, as long as kaya nga papasok doon yung tracing. So, trace mo yon. So, yeah, that's how it works. Good. That's a good question. And we have your Bobby Reyes saying hello. Hi, Bobby. Kumusta na yung adobo natin dyan? Okay. Ito naman si Emmy Ligot. My cousin sabi niya, hello, good morning. Watching from Cavite. Hello sa mga taga Cavite. Magandang tanghali sa inyo dyan. And thank you for joining me today. Dito sa live show. Ngayon, it's already, ano, we're past our time. Wow! So, napakarami pa nating pwedeng, ano, pag-usapan. But of course, dahil time na, we will just reserve it for our next, ano, topic sa next episode natin. Kaya abangan ninyo tong series na to, ah. Dahil, it's really, there's a lot to talk about. But of course, it's always the best to consult with an attorney if you are in a situation that you are either anticipating divorce or you are already in the process of a divorce and you don't know what to do. Ayaw mo naman syempre na magrabyado ka. Especially if you deserve it. So you want to make sure na fair and just naman talaga ang division ng property ninyo. So always consult an attorney who could help you in your divorce process. It may sometimes it's just simple, you can do it, but it's always better to consult to see if there's more that you can do or you are on the right path. Kasi sometimes a little mistake could cost you much sa ano, in terms of cases, hearing or whatever pagka nasa korte na kayo. So as much as possible, come up to an agreement, agreement with your spouse. I know that sometimes it's hard to do that, but ganun talaga, yun ang the best solution eh. Para hindi naman masyadong magastos at humaba pa yung process ng divorce. Ayan. So, anyway, I hope na nabati ko lahat ng mga naririto. So, sa lahat ng mga kasama natin ngayon, to our audience and listeners dito sa Usapang Off the Record, maraming salamat to the President of Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy, Fenji Villasin. Salamat, magpagaling ka na agad-agad. And of course, ang Usapang Off the Record is brought to you by Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy and Legal Design Law Firm PC. Yan. I'll see you next week sa isa na namang Usapang Off the Record. This is Aileen. Have a great weekend, everyone. And make it worth it. Bye-bye.